We plant seeds, we reap them, we eat them. We even rear cattle and eat them. We use wood, we use all the commodities of the earth to give unto us sustenance. Now, if the earth had taken its rightful place, it wouldn't be able to provide this type of sustenance. The sustenance that it would be able to provide would be of such a high vibration we could not use it for our wants and our needs. She purposely took upon herself this limitation of this gross physical body that you can see, upon which you built your roads and your houses, out of which you have built your roads and your houses, and run your cars and aeroplanes, and submarines and atomic bombs. Blessed is the Logos of this earth, my God, yes. She's had to withdraw her great energies and powers into herself, hide her light beneath the bushel of this type of gross material form, so that man could live upon her. Other than that, he'd be burned with the cosmic fire. In a small way, it's like a very advanced person living and working with nice but not so advanced people. He has to control his power all the time, or he would burn them up. And the same with the earth. She's got to withdraw this power into herself and control it so that man can go about gaining experience in life.